I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're talking about Caribbean chaos and heart-shaped outreach in Lebanon. Each mission field contains the who, what, where, why, and how, as well as a place for you in the story. Stick around and we'll point you in the right direction.
It's countrywide. Our people are reporting that Haiti is on fire.
Our first story comes from Evita Hart from For Haiti with Love, describing this week's riots and escalating violence. The streets are mainly empty as schools, shops, municipal offices all remain closed. As barricades are burning, Haiti is at a standstill. Frustration with Haiti's gas shortage, power blackouts, along with rising food prices and accusations of government corruption have finally boiled over.
It's an accumulation over the 2 years that this administration has been in, of no services. When you're in a situation where the general feeling is it's just too expensive to live, it has resulted in a depression that is countrywide and manifesting itself in pure frustration in the streets.
Many ministries in Haiti are taking to social media to describe their concerns for sponsored children, the impact on the school programs, the lack of resources, longstanding impact on communities, and more. With protests and violence escalating over the last 3 days, DeHart urges us to joint prayer.
For safety, that all of them start praying. The people want the government's attention. The ministries need to get God's attention, because God is the one who can get the government's attention.
Next, Audio Scripture Ministry shares God's Word through audio Bibles. Now, these audio Bibles are vital in areas where a print Bible is inaccessible or where people are oral learners. Plus, ASM's audio Bibles are solar-powered. This removes challenges regarding access to electricity. ASM's Joshua Harrison says their audio Bibles have been well-received in Mexico.
In Mexico, in a recent distribution, we're able to place many audio Bibles, including one, for example, in the household of a young mother who weaves elaborate patterns on her loom for hours a day to help support her family while her husband is away working. And she listens to God's Word.
One of the beauties of audio Bibles is how they can be immediately shared. A woman working from home can share her audio Bible with both her kids and her neighbors.
People love to share God's Word, and there's such hunger for it. And sometimes it can't be shared with others fast enough. And there really is a need for more audio Bibles in that regard. But we do see good results coming, and oftentimes listening groups turn into churches.
If you're considering helping ASM, start by giving the cost of a meal out with friends to provide an audio Bible. The details are at missionnews.org. And today is Valentine's Day, the Day of Love. According to the National Retail Federation, U.S. consumers will spend over $20 billion to mark the occasion. Now, a Christian worker we'll call Jane tells us that the holiday looks a little different in Lebanon.
It's maybe not as big as it is in the West, but the concept of loving people and giving hearts and giving chocolates is something that is done here as well.
Jane works with a prayer ministry called Cry Out. While devoted to praying for the Near East region, they also live out their faith in tangible ways like this.
We've decided to think outside the box and do something different. And we're actually doing a Valentine's Day outreach. It's basically a love campaign because we want to flood two of the cities in our country with just the love of God and the truth of His love. So we have different scriptures that we're going to put on different cards, and then we're just going to go out in the streets and give it to random people to bless them with the love of God. We're hoping that different believers from different parts of the country will come and be part of it. So we're praying that God will prepare other people's hearts as much as He's preparing our hearts for these activities. And that there'll be a beautiful connection of what God wants to do.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.